This is a CHOI News Report. A five-hour session of Nanaimo City Council on Monday night narrowly passed the staff recommendation to move to the top level of the province's zero-carbon step code by July 2024, 6 years earlier than the provincial timeline. This means that new homes being built in Nanaimo will have to meet stringent emissions requirements. Natural gas is not banned outright in the new code, and it is still allowed as a backup heating system or for gas stoves in fireplaces. Jason Wolfe, Director of Energy Solutions at FortisBC, says that in practice, these new rules will amount to a ban on natural gas in new buildings.
While technically you can still use gas for things like fireplaces, the actual effect, the practical effect, is that builders won't choose that because they know the easiest path is to use all electricity. They'll get their permits faster.
The new rules will not affect homes that already have gas hookups, and city staff estimate that it will only affect about 160 homes a year, the vast majority of which are single-family houses. Nanaimo follows the City of Victoria and the District of Saanich in implementing the zero-carbon step code. In the marathon meeting, over 25 presentations and councils were made by environmental activists, energy companies, home builders, and small business owners. Howard Breen, an organizer with Extinction Rebellion in Nanaimo, had this to say.
For my stepmother, my 87-year-old stepmother in West Bank, it's her third evacuation notice. Her neighbors are having smoke alarms go off in their homes. Not too far away, 131 homes have burnt to the ground. In the Shuswap, it's another 180. And, you know, other speakers have talked about other emergencies that are happening at this point right now in other parts of the world. The reality is climate change is no longer a threat. It's a state of emergency for all of us.
After hearing the presentations, council debated the motion by Councillor Ben Geschelbrecht to adopt the zero carbon rules.
This is, you know, again, a small proportion of what we actually need to do, and we spend a lot of time on it, discussing and debating it, and I think that there's been a certain form of denialism of the actual leaps that we have to do make, and when we hear things of delaying time or putting forward solutions that aren't really solutions, we got to cut through that and just get down to business.
Former Green Party Member of Parliament and current Nanaimo City Councillor Paul Manley chose to quote the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada in his argument in support of the motion.
I don't often like to quote Pierre Poilievre, but I will. We need technology. Technology, not taxes. Carbon tax isn't incentivizing people to make the change. We have the technology sitting right in front of us. And so here at this table, we have a decision to make about whether we're going to implement that technology.
Councillor Ian Thorpe opposed the motion to move to the zero carbon step code by July 2024.
You know, I've read the reports from BC Hydro and from Fortis, and I respect their representatives. We at this table are not scientists, and I don't think there's any point in debating what we believe or don't believe in those reports, because everybody's going to believe what they want to believe and not accept what they don't want to accept. But I think it is pretty clear that hydro rates would likely increase as demand increases. And at some point, capacity is going to be an issue because even the Premier has acknowledged that.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh also opposed the move, saying it won't have a significant impact on climate targets.
We're asking the potential of 160 homeowners basically to forego the possibility of using natural gas. If we want to do heavy lifting, we should be petitioning the province to ban the import of the vegetables we all love to eat year-round when they're not in season in British Columbia. We should all be eating turnips and carrots and potatoes through the winter and living on our carrots and our greens in the summer, either that or producing them in solar-powered greenhouses.
Councillor Hilary Eastmere argued in favour of the zero-carbon step code.
We have an actual opportunity tonight to tangibly demonstrate our commitment to our own climate action targets that we've already set, and as well as the health and future viability of our whole planet. And we've heard from residents and business owners and developers and builders and energy providers who are saying, yes, it's doable, it's desirable, and there's no time like the present, because literally there is no time left to make decisions like this. Like, we're in a climate crisis, we're seeing it, and we have to make these high-level policy decisions accordingly. So it's really not an easy decision tonight, and change is really hard, but it is about leadership and doing our part and doing what's best for future generations, and I believe it's our responsibility to vote yes tonight.
I spoke with Jason Wolf from Fortis BC after the vote.
Well, we're disappointed. We thought we have a great solution in renewable gas, and we are here to try to find ways to reduce emissions to help the climate. We're a partner in that. However, the restrictions of use of gas eliminate the options for our customers to use renewable natural gas and actually get to emission reductions in Nanaimo faster.
For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.